Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, coming back here on Sports Talk. We're bringing you up till 8 p.m. I'm Jeff Nowak alongside Bobby Hebert and going to the Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. We're going to bring in Dick Girardi, horse racing expert, courtesy of Bet Online. Dick, how you doing today? You keeping out of the smoke?
Dick, are they going to have a race or what? Come on.
I think we're going to be good by Saturday, Bobby and Jeff. But yeah, it's been a little nuts up here. You couldn't even see the skyscrapers in New York yesterday. It was crazy.
Yeah, I've seen the pictures. It's wild.
Now, Dick, what is your take? I don't know. You look at Forte is finally getting a crack running in a Triple Crown race. We all know he was scratched at Kentucky Derby. And it seems like what I've read, he's the early favorite for the Belmont Stakes. Is that still the case right now?
Yeah, he is the favorite at the moment. He's 9-4, basically 2-1 on the at Bet Online at the moment, and I suspect that's probably how it'll end up. I mean, his race record is so good. I mean, he's only lost the one time, the 2-year-old champ. You know, wins the two races in Florida. He beat Mage twice. Mage came back to win the Derby. So his race record is sensational. The issue, guys, is that he hasn't run in 10 weeks. He hasn't run since April 1st. So obviously the intention was to run on May 6th and then maybe even in the Preakness, but we all know how that played out. So that's the big question about Forte. Is he going to be ready to be at top form going a mile and a half without having raced in 10 weeks? There's no way this was the plan from Todd Pletcher at all.
Now, Dick, you know, you look at Bob Badford, Todd Pletcher, that's household names as far as like trainers. But how would you describe to a casual horse race enthusiast as far as, like, when you look at the Kentucky Derby, then you look at the Preakness, and you're talking about a grueling mile and a half at the Belmont? I mean, yeah. I don't know. To me, my long shot right now, I'm going with, like, because I think he's in the hunt, Angel of Empire. I mean, is that my far-fetched? Is that out of whack or what?
Not at all, Bobby. Ran third in the Derby, ran really well, was closing. Now, this is, you know, a quarter mile longer, so 440 yards, like, what, 4.5 football fields. He was the favorite in the Derby. He ended up being – he was a 4-1 favorite when Forte scratched. Won the Arkansas Derby, won the Risen Star down your way at the fairgrounds. So certainly a legitimate contender. There's no question about that.
Now, Dick, what about I was looking at another horse and, a couple of them. You look at National Treasure winning the Preakness. Last time I looked, he was like 5-1. But how about Tappet Trice? Looking at Tappet Trice, what is your take? Looking maybe 3-1, he drew the number two post. He finished 7 in the Derby. How all of a sudden – is he maybe because of endurance being a mile and a half? How could Tappet Trice, it seems like, come out of nowhere to be amongst the best horses?
Yeah, I think here's what we're dealing with here, Bobby. His Derby finish, you're right, he was 7th. He wasn't particularly good at the Derby. He got too far behind. He was dead last on the backstretch. So I think you can kind of put a line through it. Now, Todd Pletcher trains him, and he's had this amount of success in the last 15 years or so in the Belmont, runs a horse in the Derby or Derby weekend, passes the Preakness and comes back and wins the Belmont. Tappet Trice fits that. He also is a son of the great sire Tappet, and Tappet has already had 4 Belmont winners in the 21st century.
Whoa.
And you combine those two things, that's why Tappet Trice is getting the kind of play he's getting.
Now, you know, Dick, when you look at it, obviously we always intrigued with a Triple Crown winner. But where do you think National Treasure's at coming off his win in the Preakness?
I was impressed. I mean, look, it wasn't a great Preakness field. I remember we talked about it beforehand. That's who I liked. But, you know, he barely won. It's a much better field. but he's got the same thing going for him he had going in Baltimore. There's just not much other speed in the race. Looks like he can control it from the front. So he's absolutely dangerous. I don't know that he's as dangerous as he was at Pimlico, because this is a far better field. I mean, Tappet Trace and Forte and Angel of Empire, all better than any of the horses that ran the Preakness against National Treasure. So tougher field, but yeah, could be a similar scenario.
Now, you know, Dick, when you look at, obviously, you know, the casual fan again, whether it's Peter or whatever, I don't know, they're fans, but you look what happened at Churchill Downs, and when you're dealing with horse racing and the time constraint, or the time span, I should say, that you have between races. I don't know. I'm a traditionalist. I think they need to keep it like it is. Now, you know, hopefully they can run the Belmont, dealing with the, you know, the smoke issues, with the air and everything. But so what is your take where we at? Have they addressed, because I think they postponed a number of races at Churchill Downs. So what is your take where that's at? And then also the time span as far as the Triple Crown races.
So a couple things here. I would say, one, I think that's still unexplained what happened with all these horse breakdowns at Churchill Downs. So what they did was they said, you know what, we don't know why this is happening, but the one constant is that it's all happening at this racetrack. So they moved the meet to Ellis Park, which is out in western Kentucky, different racetrack surface, until they can figure out, if they can figure out, why it was happening at Churchill Downs. I think that's a good move. As far as Saturday, it sounds like the weather is going to cooperate. I think they're going to be able to run tomorrow at Belmont and then Saturday,
okay,
you know, barring some late change. But all the reports suggest that most of the smoke and the really bad air should be gone by tomorrow morning. And thirdly, as far as the spacing of the Triple Crown races, look, I'm a traditionalist like you, Bobby. I think it's cool the way they've run it two weeks, then 3 weeks. But it's become a problem with the Preakness, right? We're just not getting the kind of fields we used to get. So there are people advocating, you know, having each of the races a month apart instead of 2 weeks and then 3 weeks. I'm fine either way, but it's ultimately going to come down to the people at Pimlico that own the Preakness. They're going to have to make that decision if they want to move their race, because the Derby's not going anywhere. That'll
right.
be the first Saturday in May forever.
Yeah, now, you know, Dick, when you look at what's going to come about, and because you look, I mean, the Kentucky Derby, it seems like it's twice as many horses. Look, the Preakness or the Belmont. Look at the Belmont, what it's like, nine horses. Look, the Preakness, eight or nine, whatever. Educate me here. Is that something you're always going to have more horses in the Kentucky Derby versus, like, the Preakness or the Belmont? Because the same time, like, the field's almost cut in half.
Yeah. The answer to that is yes, for a couple of reasons. One, the Preakness and Belmont fields are limited to 14. Obviously, the Derby can have 20, and it's the Derby. Everybody wants to run in it. It's not like the other two. And then what happens is the owner who bought it, who bought his way in, entry fees, shipped his horse there, bought tickets, spent a fortune on hotel rooms and restaurants, and his horse runs 15th, he goes, well, hell, I'm not running these other two, right? I got no chance.
Right.
So I think the reality hits him after the Derby. But, yeah, and especially when you have, like, Rich Strike last year wins at 80-1, everybody thinks they can win. I mean, they can't, really.
Right.
But they think they can win. And the reality is the Preakness and the Belmont Stakes are great races. The Derby is one of one. It's the holy grail of the sport. And if you win the Derby, like Rich Strike will probably may never win another race, but that's all right. He won the Derby.
All right. Dick Girardi, horse racing expert, courtesy of betonline.com. Thanks so much for the time. And, you know, I'm wishing for some clearer air out there for you.
Yeah. So, Dick, right quick before we let you run, who you picking? Yep. Who you picking in the Belmont?
Yeah, I'm going to pick Tappet Trace to win it, and I'm going to give you another play, too. One of the cool things with BetOnline, they have all these prop bets. And Il Miracolo is 50-1 to win, but he's 2-1 to finish last. I think he's going to finish last. I like Il Miracolo at 2-1 to finish last.
All right. Well, thanks
right,
so much
thank
for
you,
the
Dick.
Insight. And have a good weekend, man.
Yeah, you too.
All right, we're going to go to a news update from CBS News. Keep it locked on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.